Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Good morning. Today is Friday, the 14th of January, 2022. There are currently 318 million cases worldwide, with 5.5 million deaths and 263 million cases resolved. South Africa has 3,546,808 cases, with 92,989 deaths and 5,920 new cases in the last 24 hours, a 14.3% test positivity rate. This week's parasha is B'Shalach. We leave Egypt as a nation. We have the miracle of the splitting of the sea, which protects us but engulfs the Egyptians. A song of praise is sung thereafter to bestow gratitude to God. And of course, we battle the Amalekites and eventually prevail. Despite this, the nation complains that they are thirsty and hungry, and Moshe hits the rock with his staff, causing water to pour forth. Manna appears every morning, give the people sustenance and a double portion on Friday to prepare for the Holy Sabbath. How is all of this relatable to us? Well, we too have returned, but from the holidays. Thank God, mostly well and recharged. The COVID numbers have dramatically decreased, and compared to the rest of the world, we seem to be doing very well, thank God. But we still cannot let our guard down. On the whole, we have managed to traverse through the sea unscathed. However, a large amount of people did not pass through. People complain about masks, the very measure that protects us, and our version of the manna is a vaccine, here to protect and sustain us. As long as Moshe held his hands up, the nation prevailed against the Amalekites. Eventually, Aaron and Hur held his hands one on each side so that we could be victorious. We cannot win this fight alone. One man cannot guarantee victory in this pandemic, but together as a community, getting vaccinated and following the basic rules, we can, please God, prevail. Wishing you strength for the year ahead and a Shabbat Shalom. I'm Dr. Anton Marburg for the Morning Mayhem.